From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the fighting in Syria. Their respective top diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, are expected to meet again, perhaps later this week in Geneva. But U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Kerry remains committed to resolving outstanding issues leading to a durable cessation of hostilities, humanitarian access, and a resumption of peace talks.
We hope to get there, but we won't agree to an arrangement, as we've said before, that does not meet our core objectives. But at this point, as I said, nothing to announce or confirm in terms of travel.
University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunda said one of the sticking points is who actually is a terrorist and who is a rebel opposed to Bashar al-Assad.
The Syria and the Russians, of course, see all the rebels as bad rebels. The United States makes distinctions between hardcore Islamists like al-Nusra and the more moderate elements that the United States has historically supported. Then, of course, they're the really bad rebels, that is, the Islamic State, which both sides see as the priority.
Zunda said there are issues of humanitarian access, the battle over Aleppo, and Turkey's recent incursion. He gives the U.S. and Russia a 50-50 chance of reaching an agreement. Gabon's newly re-elected president, Ali Bongo, has dismissed European Union criticism of the disputed August 27th election that he won by a thin margin over his main rival, Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview Wednesday, Mr. Bongo insisted he's a Democrat and would be in favor of the country's highest court taking up the allegations of electoral fraud. He insisted it was Ping supporters behind any rigging. Tuesday, an EU election observer team reported a clear anomaly in a Bongo stronghold. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, Taliban fighters are threatening the provincial capital of the country's central Uruzgan province. Regional officials say police and soldiers are defending Taran Kot with minimal reinforcements, no significant air support, and insufficient food and ammunition. Taliban fighters briefly occupied the northern city of Kunduz last year and threatened the capital of southern Helmand province. The two major U.S. presidential candidates took part in separate broadcast interviews late Wednesday on national security. Republican Donald Trump insisted that as president, he would have a better relationship with Russia's President Vladimir Putin than does President Obama, although he does not like Russia's political system.
But certainly in that system, he's been a leader far more than our president has been a leader. We have a divided country. We have a country where you have Hillary Clinton with her emails that nobody's ever seen, where she deletes 33,000 emails, and that's after getting a subpoena from Congress. If you do that in private business, you get thrown in jail.
His Democratic rival insisted she has the qualities of steadiness and strength to be America's commander-in-chief, as well as the experience having served as senator and secretary of state. Clinton also defended her handling of classified information while America's top diplomat. Zimbabwe's High Court Wednesday struck down a two-week ban issued by police on public protest, the case brought by activists, despite a pledge by President Robert Mugabe to launch a crackdown on anti-government demonstrations over the state of the economy. Mr. Mugabe has also been critical of the court system for allowing protests that have turned violent. Meanwhile, the country's Human Rights Commission accused the government of denying food aid to opposition supporters. About a third of the country needs some sort of assistance because of persistent drought. Human Rights Watch Thursday said Nepal is not doing enough to end child marriages. The rights group said more than one in three girls, some younger than 15, are married before the age of 18. Child marriage is illegal in the Himalayan Kingdom, but the law is rarely enforced. Tech giant Apple Wednesday unveiled its new water and dust-resistant iPhone 7 in San Francisco. Tim Cook is Apple's CEO.
We are so excited about iPhone 7. It makes all the things you do every day so much better.
The iPhone 7 and 7 Plus come with a faster processor, longer battery life, and better cameras, and no headphone jack. The product rollout comes amid slowing global sales in mobile phones. Venezuelans once again took to the streets Wednesday, demanding authorities allow a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro. Outrage is mounting over shortages of food and medicine that threatens Mr. Maduro and his socialist government. Veteran professional golfer Tiger Woods, who's been sidelined for over a year with injuries, said Wednesday he expects to re-enter competition next month. Woods, who has won 14 major tournaments, has been recovering from multiple back surgeries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.